Indonesia has effectively banned foreign diplomats and the United Nations from visiting Papua as separatist unrest continues to challenge Jakarta's authority. The government says security concerns prevent it from allowing access to foreign embassies or its citizens wanting to visit the troubled Papua and West Papua provinces. Several embassies in Jakarta have sought permission to visit Papua but have been knocked back. Our Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
New Zealand's foreign ministry recently raised the violence in Papua with Indonesian authorities in Jakarta and sought permission to visit, saying it was, quote, deeply concerned by the ongoing unrest that has cost dozens of lives there since August. In the single worst attack at Wamena in central Papua province, 33 people were killed when locals angry at an alleged racial slur set homes and shops alight. Human Rights Watch believes around 8,000 people have since been displaced from their homes, and yet the organisation's Phil Robertson says no independent observers have been allowed into Papua to monitor the situation.
Well, unfortunately, Indonesia has blocked international media, diplomats, human rights monitors and others for decades. This is the de facto stance of the Indonesian government, and it raises some fundamental questions about what are they trying to hide.
The ABC has been told other embassies have made similar requests to visit Papua, and the United Nations Human Rights Office has been negotiating with Indonesia for months for access. But an Indonesian spokesman, Tuku Faizasia, confirms all foreign diplomats will be denied permission to visit Papua for the foreseeable future.
At the moment, the government tried to establish security and order in the provinces, and we want to make sure there is no possibility for incitement.
It's not only diplomats who've been blocked. Foreign journalists are now also banned because of the sensitivities about international coverage of the long-running independence campaign. And Indonesia has gone to great lengths to silence online commentary on Papua, even outside the country. An Australian activist who wants to remain anonymous says Twitter last week informed her that Indonesian authorities were demanding her Twitter account be deleted after she'd posted photos of some of the dead at Wamena.
I took it that Indonesia was threatening legal action towards Twitter based on my tweet.
And what was your reaction to this?
Well, I was a bit angry, but I also wasn't surprised. Based on what has happened with other accounts being hacked, other people having their pages taken down, I just assumed that it was probably going to happen anyway.
A human rights lawyer based in Jakarta, Veronica Koman, fled to Australia last month after Indonesia threatened her with charges and possible jail for posting videos and photos from inside Papua. Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch predicts human rights abuses and deaths will continue in Papua unless Indonesia allows greater scrutiny.
Without any independent investigation to lay blame and to hold people accountable, we're going to see this repeat time and time again.
Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch with our correspondent Anne Barker.